Meet Dr. Barbara Piscitelli. In 1986, she established an archive of children's art drawings and paintings by young children from China, Vietnam, and Australia. She's created several exhibitions and catalogues from her collection, which she later donated to the State Library of Queensland. Barbara was chair of the Queensland Cultural Policy Advisory Committee. She served on the Council of the National Museum of Australia, and she taught at Queensland University of Technology for 20 years. Barbara was made a member of the Order of Australia for service to early childhood education as a teacher, to the establishment of programs in cultural institutions for children, and as a collector and curator of children's art. In other words, Dr. Piscitelli knows her stuff. I asked her why art created by children is important.
Well, first of all, it's something that everybody does. So every household in the world probably has a child's painting on the refrigerator, and every school is festooned with children's drawings and paintings. So adults who are very close to children recognize that this is like a powerful language that they use every day to create ideas and to explain how they see the world to us, the outsiders, and what a world it is that they open up to us.
Just in this initial conversation with you, just sort of talking in very general terms, what are the main things that we as adults can celebrate and need to celebrate about children's art?
Well, I think the first thing that's really important to keep in mind is that all artistry starts in childhood. So it's very important for us to respect and regard the ideas that children put down on paper, because they are, in fact, the beginning of their creative journey through life. So I think that's a very important thing. The other things, I think it's important for us to recognize that in the work that children do, they're exposing to us how they see themselves, how they see their family, how they see their community, how they see the world, and many other things. Like, children talk to us about the future in their drawings and paintings. Sometimes they can't do that conversationally, but they can do it pictorially, and that is a great gift.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to ask you about that thing of children drawing where they can use a vocabulary that they might not yet have developed with words.
For sure. Yeah. And that is very true. So through the communication that adults can have with children about their work, it's an opportunity for them to expose their ideas and for us to share language.
Yeah. Now, Barbara, we have in front of us four in-studio artists, and they're ranging in ages from 5 up to 12. What are you looking forward to seeing today from our in-studio artists?
Well, lots of things. First of all, when children are making art, I like to watch the process very closely because it shows me a lot about their personality and their working process. So many people think that art is just a random thing and you just go up to the page and splash things around, but nothing could be further from the truth. So children here are showing us how they organize their mind, how they organize their materials, how they organize the way that they construct the image. And sometimes it's not a fully satisfactory experience, so they'll want to remake or rework something. It's just like life itself, isn't it?
Dr. Barbara Piscitelli opened the show, and Barbara has been working in the field of children's art for many decades. As she was sitting in the studio watching our young artists at work, and I asked her what she was seeing.
Well, I'm delighted by seeing what I don't expect. So every child comes to a piece of paper, the blank slate, and it's always a problem. How do you confront the blank page? And with children, I find that they just go at it. There's no sitting there pondering where to start or what to do next. There's a spontaneous, immediate reaction. Mm. So I love watching them put the paint down and ideas build up very, very rapidly.
Is there ever a feeling of doing something wrong as a child? As a child artist?
Oh, I think a lot of children want to make their things better. Mm. Or want to change the way they've started to do something. And that's just part of the process of editing your painting. So learning to cover up or make over or do again, it's a very important part of the process.
Yes, and a much more positive way of looking at it as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because you can always improve, but you haven't actually done anything incorrect. Yeah, that's great. What first drew you to this field?
Oh, I think I have to go back to my mother. So
let's, Barbara, we've got a little bit of time. We've got a couch somewhere.
My mother had a drawer in the kitchen that was available for us to use at any time to do whatever we wanted. And so this scene in the studio here is very reminiscent to me of growing up in my family, where the three girls would sit down at the table and we would draw and paint and sometimes do sewing projects or build 3D construction. So by the mere fact that my mother gave us that space, it was a natural part of my life. So when I became a teacher of young children, the first thing I wanted to do was recreate that opportunity. So when I first started teaching in childcare in the 1970s in the US, I created a huge art room for children. And there I could watch them create, and I became totally convinced that this was the most important language that they had.
Yeah.
When I moved to Australia, I was really lucky because the job that I had allowed me to specialize in just teaching art about early childhood art education. So over that long period of time, I learned the theories, which Gay has talked about in her interview, and I began to look at building a collection of children's work because it seemed to me that children were very invisible in the art world. And so if we wanted to make them more visible, we had to do it in a systematic way.
Yeah. Now, this collection you've built up over many, many years. Mm-hmm. How much does the drawing and the painting and the artwork in general vary from country to country?
Oh, quite a lot, actually, more than you would expect. So,
can you give a couple of examples?
I can.
Yeah.
So in Australia, in all countries, there is a kind of prevailing philosophy about education and about how we want to raise our children. So in Australia, we have a very free philosophy. Children are valued for their freedom, for their inventiveness, for their curiosity. But that's not so in other countries. So, for example, in China, children are valued, but they're valued in a very different way. And so they're valued for their expertise, for their contribution that they will make to society. It is viewed that they will be groomed to do that through their educational process. So in China, children have formal art studios, and they're constantly making all kinds of things there with artists. So the work that they do is informed by artistic practice, and artists are teaching them. Same in Vietnam. But Vietnam is kind of an in-between of China and Australia, yeah, because there in Vietnam they had the French, who changed art education forever during the early part of the 20th century, introducing modernism and giving children more of an opportunity to work in both a Euro and Asian ideology.
So there's differences in region and nationality. And how about over the years? Because you've been working, as you said, since the 1970s?
Correct.
What have you seen in changes in what children draw, let's say here in Australia, over all that time?
Actually, it's very interesting. I see very little change in the subject matter of children's drawings. So children mainly draw about themselves, their community, their home, their neighborhood, play. When provoked with a new topic, they will jump on board. So, for example, I've been doing quite a lot of work on children's rights. And when I talk to children about their rights, they tell us graphically exactly what it is that they think is most important about their human rights. The same if you talk to children about the future.
Yeah.
They will create different views of the future. But children's work has not changed that much. And I find that really gratifying, particularly in a period of time when everybody's very concerned about how much screen time children are spending. I find that they're still working in this very nourishing, personally rich field.
Yes, that is very, very positive. And frankly surprising, actually.
I think it's very surprising.
Yeah.
When the internet first came and everybody jumped on board, I did a big project in Vietnam and I collected 500 drawings made by children about their concept of play. Mm. And out of those 500 drawings, only one involved a computer.
Ah.
So that was, to me, very exciting. Yeah. So I could see that really what children saw as valuable in play was play with toys, play with people, play outdoors, play in the garden.
Yeah. Barbara, many artists on this show over the past year, I've talked to adult artists, and they often talk about keeping these themes that they've had since childhood in their art. So I was wondering, what can we learn about adult artists from their younger work?
Oh, it's quite interesting to look at adult artists and their childhood work. We just did an exhibition here in Brisbane at the Gallery of Children's Art, where we asked 7 contemporary artists to show work that they made as children alongside work that they made as adults. Yeah. There's such strong continuities in what artists did as children and what they do as adults. So I think it's really, for me, validated the importance of paying attention to children's art. Don't throw everything away. Keep a few things, because in there are the gems of the person's life story and life journey. It is said that we only have one story to tell, and that we keep telling it continuously and repeatedly throughout our lifetime. And I think that's very true from what I've seen through the art.
Yeah. Now, I was wondering also about the Children's Art Centre here in Brisbane. We have a very, very good scene here in Brisbane for children's art. And the Art Centre at the Queensland Art Gallery, it's been going for over 20 years and has therefore had a lot of time to change and improve. But how much do we trust feedback from children about facilities for children?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that. But in general, in society, children are not listened to. So it becomes very important if you're an educator or a parent to try to elevate the views of children to the public. And that's one of the reasons that I started putting exhibitions together, is to give children a platform in the public space where their ideas can be considered and also discussed, and to use the ideas of children themselves as a springboard for talking about important social issues.
Yeah. Okay, so we're teachers, we're parents, we're people who look after children in general. How can we care for our children's creativity?
Well, first of all, we need to provide them with ample time and good materials. And secondly, we need to respect and what they produce and talk to them about that. And thirdly, I think we need to exhibit and promote their ideas more broadly. So for that, I am very grateful that you've had a special session on ABC National Radio to talk about this important idea.
Yeah. Now, the materials I'd like to talk to Jess about in a minute when we go back to our in-studio artists. But Barbara, right now, if a child gives us a piece of art that they've just made, what should we do with it?
Well, first we should talk about it. So sometimes people struggle to know what to say. But really you can say, tell me about your work.
Yeah.
And that will open the door. Secondly, we should exhibit it in some way, show some regard, whether it's on the fridge or framed and put into the child's bedroom or a special place in the home. And then I hope that we'll be able to find a permanent home to have exhibitions of children's art in our communities.
Dr. Barbara Piscitelli, AM, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on your show and all the extraordinary work that you've done here in Australia. Thank you, Barbara.
Total pleasure.